This weekend is Open Studios, something that we do once a year. The other thing we do is Art Windows in September, but Open Studios is very personal. It gives you a chance to come to the place where the artist works. And by artist, we're talking in the broadest sense of the word. We have quite a few painters, but we also have sculptors and embroiderers, photographers and collage makers and so forth. I've missed quite a few out, but it's a broad group of artistic endeavours is what I'm trying to say, yes.
How many artists are taking part?
I think there's 16 venues open. Now, can I hasten to add, this is not like going to a craft fair or something like this. You're going to the person's house or studio, and often that's combined with local artists.
And why do you hold it?
Good question, Nick. Well, personally, I like doing it because the doorbell goes and somebody walks in. Often we know the people, but sometimes we've never met them before and you have the most interesting conversations. And it gives you a chance to let people see the work in the environment that it was produced in. Obviously, photographers nowadays use computers a lot, but we still have the traditional darkroom as well. So some of our work has been produced in that space and others on computers and printers and so forth.
And obviously your work is photography.
Yes, but in the broadest sense of the word. Now, I know as you look around today, photography to most people is using a mobile phone of some sophistication. And I've noticed how it's got better and better. But it's not the same as using film, chemistry in the darkroom and so forth. It's just a different area.
And in terms of all the people that take part, I presume they just really want to obviously show off their work, but at the same time meet people that are equally as interested in it.
That's true. And there's not a hard sell, put it that way. I think all of us are prepared to sell a piece of work. Some are keener than others, but it's really a chance to see the work on the walls or on the tables and so forth and talk to the person who made it. Shall I tell you the times?
Oh, that's important. That's what I was going to say. It's on obviously.
Yes,
Saturday,
it's on this. It's on this Saturday and Sunday. If you didn't have any transport, you could actually walk around quite a through the venues. There's 16 of them. Some are on the outskirts of Harbour. Admittedly, it's between 10 and 5. Now, I would advise you to try and find a brochure. And there's plenty of them around the town still in places like Coleman's and the Oxfam shop on the edge and so forth. And also, I understand that you can view it via your Arbor FM website. Is that correct?
Yes.
And certainly www.harbourartist.co.uk will also give you a PDF copy if you want to download it. But there's plenty of them around town. The only reason I mentioned this particularly is, first of all, it gives you a trail to go around. It's not a formal trail, but if you know, it tells you who you might consider going to. And the other thing is that in a few cases, there's minor variations in the timing. It's not huge. I mean, for instance, it should be 10 to 5. There's a couple of people who've had to open slightly later, but you know, if you have the brochure, you won't go wrong.